The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Enjoy family time like no other.
All over social media, and as you've just heard on the news there, the terribly sad news that British entertainer Paul O'Grady, as known as drag queen Lily Savage, passed away yesterday evening, suddenly, just age 67. That's no age. So we were talking about it, this, you know, before RuPaul, before the mainstreaming of drag, Paul O'Grady was a trailblazer, and he was a gorgeous human who I had the good fortune, luckily, to meet a few times. He was always really friendly and charming. To pay tribute to his friend, another trailblazer in his own right joins me now, Alan Amsby, as known as Mr. Pussy, joins me on the line. Hello, Alan. Good morning. How are you?
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm terribly sorry for your news.
And it's terrible shock, you know. It really is. I can't take it in. But
And he, you know, his agent posted that they had lunch yesterday together and Paul was in great form and it was just...
Well, I was only talking to him about 3 days ago.
Really?
Because, yeah, the world's oldest drag queen, Darcel, died in America.
I saw
age
that.
93.
Okay, and
you
and Paul...
were talking about...
Yeah. Wow. So tell me how you knew Paul.
Well, I started off in the Vauxhall Tavern in the late 60s, 1960s, not the 1860s. And Paul came in after me. But when I went back to London, I used to go in there and see him, and we became friends. And he came over and did a few shows in Dublin, and we used to go out. I used to love going to David Byrne's, to have oysters and the Trocadero and everything. Anyway, so that was that. And then we got a part each in the movie In the Name of the Father.
But yes,
you know, Jim Sheridan movie.
Yes, the two of you were in that.
Yes, wow. 6 week show in a caravan with him.
From how was that?
Seven in the morning to all hours at night, and then going out into town afterwards.
But
it was incredible.
Yourself,
we had such a laugh.
I bet. I'd love to be a fly on the wall. But yourself and himself were, you know, doing drag in the Vauxhall Tavern, which I know well, which is it's an iconic venue in London. Before it was, you know, before RuPaul, before it was on TV, when it was difficult to be a drag queen then, wasn't it?
Well, it was, because it was only certain places that you could do it in, you know, but now you can walk down Grafton Street in a frock and nobody cares.
Yeah, but it was people like you and him that made people love drag.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and then Danny LaRue, of course.
Of course.
So Danny, tell me. Another Irishman. But, yeah, as you say, that was some session in the movie with him. But there was another time when he was doing a show in the Vauxhall Tavern. It was during the AIDS epidemic in London, and the police raided the Vauxhall Tavern wearing rubber gloves. Mm-hmm. And as quick as a flash, Paul said, "Oh, we got the girls are here to do the washing up."
he had
another story. Can I show you another story about him?
Please.
He was so funny. He was doing a show in Blackpool on the pier, at the end of the pier, in the little theatre. We're at the end of the pier there. And he had a row with the manager of the theatre. And the next night, the manager brought in some flowers. And Paul said, "Oh, thank you." He said, "I'll put them in water." He opened the window and threw them into the sea.
Oh,
he was a character.
He really was.
But then he used to come over and stay with me here in the house here.
Did he?
I used to bring him up his breakfast, a cup of tea and a cigarette.
I mean,
I've still got the little statue of Buster. You remember his dog, Buster?
Yes.
They used to give out little statues of him. You put in the back of a car, the head bobs up and down.
Buster.
So that's up in the room there. So that's called Paul's room from now on up there.
Oh,
upstairs here.
Yeah. That's lovely.
Yeah.
And what kind of a friend was he to you?
Very kind, excellent. Always wondered how he rang me, always ringing me up to see how I am. Because I broke my ankle recently, and one of the last things he said to me was, "Look after your leg and everything."
And I read.
Yeah, I went down to spend Christmas with him once on the farm. And when I arrived, he said, "Try that on." I said, "What is it?" He said, "Try it on. It's an overcoat." Oh. He said, "It's yours." I said, "Well, you give me an overcoat. This is yours." He said, "It was Cary Grant's overcoat."
Wow.
He got it off the internet for me. And I have it upstairs now.
Wow.
Cary Grant's.
Wow.
Overcoat. Lovely, isn't that?
Now, I know you years, and much like Paul, it's all about that quick wit, and that he was the queen of quick wit, I'm
absolutely
trying to phrase, wasn't he?
Absolutely. Oh, stop. I had him doing my answer service on the phone for years.
Did you? What did it say? Can you say on morning radio?
She's not in. Leave a message.
Listen, I'm terribly sorry for your loss. And, you know, if you wanted to pay a final respect to him on the radio, how would you like people to remember Paul?
Well, all you got to say is Lily Savage or Paul O'Grady, and people will know exactly who you're talking about. He's a legend. He'll go down in history. He's one of the funniest men I've ever met, and the kindest, and a really good, sincere friend. And there are not many of those around, are there?
And how are you these days, Alan?
I'm okay, yeah, I'm okay.
I see there's a waxwork of you in Dublin now.
Yes, I had that unveiled recently. Panty says she's going to come in and put a wick in the head.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, you have the most beautiful wigs in town for sure. I'm terrible.
A wick. In the wax statue. What do you think of it?
I didn't know what you meant. I didn't know what you meant there. A wick. Alan Ansby, Mr. Pussy, it's great to hear from you, and I hope to see you.
It's been a pleasure. Well, it's, you know, I don't mean it. You know what I mean. It's just up the wall about it. I just can't. It's not sunk in properly yet, really, what's happened. But
yeah. There's so much outpouring of love for Paul O'Grady today.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere. And I really appreciate you taking the call, and I wish you well and send you lots of love.
Thank you. Good luck, Brendan, with the show.
Thank you so much. Alan Ansby, Mr. Pussy.
See you soon,
my love.